This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
It's all about living your best life.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
I'm Helen Farmer. Fantastic to have you with us on the Afternoons with Helen Farmer podcast. We are broadcasting live from Jumeirah Golf Estates, the final day of the season finale DP World Tour Championship. So something of a golf theme and three very special guests joining us. First up, we were talking food. Andy Cuthbert of Jumeirah was with us talking about some of the demands of the golfers, what you can expect on the food front and what you can expect from their Luxembourg efforts at Expo as well. Brendan Lawler, the recently crowned number one disability golf in the world, was live with us talking about his recent victory, how he got his start, even with a condition that was diagnosed at birth, how he has become the leader in his field and his aspirations for competing against able-bodied golfers as well, plus his message to anyone out there who feels a little bit different and feels like they don't belong in sport. And it was Andy Carter, senior pro at Jumeirah Golf Estates, who was on hand to give us some do's and don'ts, what happens during your very first lesson and what it takes to really make your way in the sport. So if you're in the mood for some golf, this would be useful to anyone in your life. Don't forget, share it. A hat trick of golfing experts with us on hand.
From Jumeirah Golf Estates.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Oh, what a putt! What a putt!
Live at the DP World Tour Championship 2021, the meeting ground for the greatest players on earth.
We are live here from Jumeirah Golf Estates. Join the conversation, have your say. We've got lots coming up. We're talking food, we're talking golf, and more. Joining us now, we are speaking to Andy Cuthbert. He is here from Jumeirah Catering, and I'm going to make you blush. The best dressed man I've seen on the whole event so far, Mr. Cuthbert. I love a man who comes in, I was going to say suspenders, but that could be confusing for some listeners. Let's say braces, otherwise your reputation could be...
Braces not on my teeth.
I've taken mine out.
You always know when you're overweight when you have to put your belt over your shoulders, Helen.
But you look fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, it is special at the golf, so we get dressed up as caterers.
Well, you should do, because it's a big event. And I think it shows real kind of reference to, you know, what it's all about over the last few days. Can you explain a little bit about what your role encompasses, Andy?
Well, we're very lucky. We were here from day one of the race to Dubai. Wow. So with Jumeirah Hospitality, the outside catering division from Madinat Jumeirah, we've been lucky enough to cater every single one. We missed last year for
obvious reasons.
But this year we're back, and we're very, very lucky to be back within the corporate realm of the hospitality. So we take care of Rolex and BMW. Of course, Jumeirah Golf Estates, their corporate chalet, along with the championships. And Rolex is there. So, and of course, DP World Chalet with Bernadette and her team. So we're very lucky to have that repeat and that continuity of service to our corporate clients as well.
Because that's exactly it. It's not just about coming down to see what's happening on the greens. It's a social, it's often a business opportunity, networking, and a chance to, you know, enjoy ourselves here in Dubai when the weather is just stunning and we've got some of the best names in world golf in one place.
Well, it's been great to watch Rory go around again and to actually see the amount of people that have come down. Mm-hmm. It's a great event, open to the public getting in, open
and
to
free.
The corporate and free. So, I mean, the whole vibe is so much different to last year, and everyone was very hesitant, what's going to happen. But we're really pleased with the way the catering has been set up from the team with the European Tour. So we work very closely with Freddie and Sally and Katinka, of course. But it's just the whole layout of the course is fantastic. The public village where we're sitting now, it's so conducive to what people would really want to experience, to feel safe and secure at the moment.
I think that's it, to be honest. Yeah. This feels to me like a real kind of season opener, even though it's a season finale in the golf, but in the season opener in terms of Dubai and people's confidence feeling really high, and the atmosphere is just gorgeous.
I mean, yesterday was just packed down here at the... it was so good to see so many families enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. All walks of life down here, and we're lucky in the catering as well. We've got great structures that have been put up by Wicked Tents. We work very closely with that team. We've got beautiful menus, so the chefs have been working incredibly hard out of Madinat.
Come on, make us hungry. Right, let's talk what's on the menu.
A little bit of slow braised smoked short ribs today was there.
I presume you brought some to the studio.
My man, Mr. Bruce, he's outside next to the BMW there. So
I'll
have to bring him in with a tray. And a little bit of dim sum. And there's vegan food, there's vegetarian. So it's a cross-section of cuisines. And, of course, for every taste And we do a little breakfast and we roll into lunch. And then as soon as lunch finishes, we automatically roll into afternoon tea as well. So sandwiches and beautiful little pastries. And
can I ask you a question? You've obviously been doing this a while now. Well, you mentioned vegan there. Is that something that's been onto your radar as a result of guests coming through the door and asking for it?
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, everyone says, oh, trends. But I think vegan's here to stay. Vegetarian's already here. So vegan is such an interesting food dynamic as well. And it challenges our culinary guys to really be innovative with what they can do. Gone is the nut cutlet of the 70s.
Or a sad portobello mushroom instead of a burger.
Yeah, but what the chefs can do, you know, we've got beautiful poblano peppers stuffed today on the menu with lentils and that sort of thing. So it's the creativity of your culinary team and just making sure that people don't see the same, oh, let's have another mushroom risotto. Well, maybe not. What else can we do? So we're lucky with the infrastructure we have and we're lucky we're able to cook on site, we're able to do all our bits and pieces in the back of the catering tent. So, you know, you were mentioning divas before. Unfortunately, this is a men's tournament.
Men can be divas.
We're waiting for the girls.
Let me tell you, I've met a few in my time.
But I think the golfers are very, when we've catered for the golfers in the past, they're very relaxed. You know, their focus is not the food, their focus is their game, and we're just there to facilitate a great experience.
So you've got no gossip for me about who's having a strop about what food?
Definitely. No, they're all happy. Happy as happy
I mean, who wouldn't be? There's a massive prize pot here in terms of winnings. The sun is shining. Atmosphere is fantastic.
Look at the view. Beautiful.
There's nowhere better to be.
Yeah.
So where are you off to now?
I'll go back to the Championship Chalet. Then I'm going to pop out to Expo because we do a little bit of Expo catering out there at the Luxembourg Pavilion as well.
Okay, here's a question. I'm going to taking the kids at the weekend. Apparently Luxembourg has a slide.
We have a slide. I haven't been down it yet because there's a width limit. But the kids and the adults, they love it. So Luxembourg has got a slide.
And
so
what should we eat if we come to Luxembourg?
We have a beautiful menu from our Michelin star chef, Chef Kim Kevin de Dodd, who's from Luxembourg, obviously. We have a team from the Hotel School of Luxembourg in the kitchen and in the front of house. And we support from our team at Jumeirah Hospitality from Madinat Jumeirah. We have beautiful, modern, European Luxembourgish dishes, traditional Luxembourgish dishes as well. So it's a crossover from French, from German, but very particular to Luxembourg. We have lovely Luxembourgish beverages also on offer, Luxembourgish students. So it's a whole cultural experience, as you would expect from the pavilion.
Well, you're sorting out my food today on a Sunday, and we're broadcasting live from Expo on Wednesday. So we'll definitely come along.
Excellent.
And have a nibble. Andy Cuthbert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Really, really appreciate it. And as you said, keeping everyone very well fed and happy here at Jumeirah Golf Estates.
From Jumeirah Golf Estates.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer on Dubai i103.8.
Oh, what a putt! What a putt!
Live at the DP World Tour Championship 2021. The meeting ground for the greatest players on earth.
Helen Farmer here, joined live by Brendan Lawler. He is the world's best disability golfer after being crowned yesterday. Incredible, incredible victory in the European Disabled Golfers Association. 4-shot win right here in Dubai, and couldn't be more delighted for you. Congratulations, sir. How are you feeling?
Thanks so much. No, feeling really good. It was a pretty special week. So nice to be out in the sun and playing such a wonderful golf course. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I mean, I've got so many questions for you in terms of understanding a bit about, you know, your condition, what you were growing up. So can you kind of set the scene a little bit? What is your kind of official diagnosis and what does that mean for you in terms of what you're able to do and not able to do?
Yes, so I was born with a condition called Ellis Van Creveld syndrome, which was a shorter limbs and shorter stature. It was only diagnosed literally when I was born. I was born with 6 fingers and a hole in my heart. So these are all symptoms of this condition. So I got my fingers chopped off at the age of 2, so they stayed on for quite a long time, and I had a VSD repair done at the age of 6 months.
Wow.
And that usually can't be done until you're 2 years old. So the doctors probably knew I was slightly different when I came out.
A bit of a fighter then.
Yeah, came out of that one kicking. So in relation to things I can and can't do, I went headfirst into any barrier that came across me and climbed it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
It was never let anything annoy me. I always found ways to make it work for me. And I think that's important in life. If if something's in your way, you need to find ways around it to suit
and
yourself.
That must be a credit to your parents as well, who clearly had the same attitude about exactly that, chucking you into every situation and seeing how you got on.
100%. They treated me like a normal person. I have an older brother, which he's 31. And it was pretty great having him as well. Like, he introduced me into friends groups, introduced me into sport, and hit me a lot as well. So toughened me up a wee bit when I was young. But no, it was, they treated me like a normal person, sent me to school like any normal person would, put me into Gaelic football, which is a big sport in Ireland.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to play that.
Beating in that. So what about golf? When did you start playing golf?
I started a game called pitch and putt when I was 4 years old, which is a shorter version. It's par three golf. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually start golf till I was 16, so he's quite a late bloomer.
You're only 24 now.
I know, yeah.
And now you're the world's number one disability golfer. Yeah, yeah, you're okay.
It was it was pretty, it was a meteoric rise, but I never really had interest in playing golf because I thought I was too small, thought I didn't have the power, but played it one day and got an addiction to trying to get better and better, and here we are now.
Here you are, number one. What about kit and equipment that you need to have, whether adjusted or is that not the case?
Yeah, so I've been very lucky the last few years. I've been sponsored by Adidas Golf, and they have a junior range, which is fantastic. But our relationship grew in the last few years, and now I'm getting extra small gear, and they're altering it to fit me. So it's like
custom
tailor-made gear, which is incredible. And then it's the same for TaylorMade Golf. They came on board last year to help me out with equipment. Mm-hmm. But equipment-wise, there's not a whole change. My clubs are standard length. They're just 3 degrees bent, because I don't want to sacrifice any distance when I'm out there. And again, just normal clubs like any normal person would use, and use them pretty well, thank God.
Well, and can you tell us a little bit about the European Disabled Golfers Association? How are players grouped and ranked, and what's it like on the scene?
Yeah, so the European Disabled Golf Association represent sort of all disabilities, blind, cerebral palsy, one arm golfers, one leg, shoulder and stature, all that sort of stuff. And basically, people have like, what people think with disability golfers, one arm people should be put in a category of one arms, or one leg people should be put in categories of one leg. But that's not the case. If you play off scratch, whether you have one leg or one arm, you're still off scratch. And that's what I love about the sport of golf. Mm. And that's how the disability golf treats it. You have a gross category, you have a net category, and a staple for a category. So there's three different areas where you can improve your game, and I think that's important as well.
It sounds incredible. Yeah. And as I said, you're just 24 now. What's next for you, do you think? What kind of goals do you have professionally?
Well, yeah, number one was a massive goal of mine. I've been working on this. I'm playing disability golf 3 years, so it's not a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But that was a major goal of mine. Getting more disability athletes in the position where I'm in.
I'm just about to ask you that. Yeah. For any parents or kids listening today who would consider themselves in some way differently abled, yeah, what would you say?
Yeah, just be yourself. I think it's important that you adapt to the world and just take on challenges, because just because you look different, it doesn't mean you're not normal. And that's the attitude I took into life. Mm-hmm. People have things going on. You could be 6'10" or 4'11". You still have the same thoughts. It doesn't really matter what goes on. So I think it's very important to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask as well, you've competed against able-bodied golfers in the past. Is that something you'll be doing more of in the future?
I get asked this question quite a lot. Do I want to sort of compete competitively in able-bodied events like with these guys? To be honest, I'm not at that level yet. I'm working towards a level where I can be that good. I love representing disability sport, and I've been very lucky to make a living through sponsorships and clinics, all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to fly that flag for now, see what stage my golf can get to, and maybe compete out there with them boys.
You know, watch this space. I've got a feeling, Brendan, if anyone can do it, it's going to be you. For anyone who's to follow your progress on Instagram or social media, what's the best way of getting hold of you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. Brendan.Lawler1997.
You born in 1997?
I was.
Oh, good grief.
I was, yeah. So there's Twitter there as well. I'm not sure the Twitter handle because I'm an Insta freak.
You
That's all
man.
I use.
Well, we'll take a photo and we'll tag it, Brendan. Thank you so much. Most importantly, huge congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Well deserved a good little break here in Dubai. So get yourself off, meet the fans, and have a brilliant time with your family.
Thanks so much,
Brendan,
for having me
joining
on.
Us.
It was great.
The world's number one disability golfer.
From Jumeirah Golf Estates.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer on Dubai i103.8.
Oh, what a putt! What a putt!
Live at the DP World Tour Championship 2021. the meeting ground for the greatest players on earth.
It is Afternoons with me, Helen Farmer, and we're talking golf for dummies, and I'm including myself in that category. The very brave Andy Carter's with us. He's a senior pro here at Jumeirah Golf Estates. How old were you when you started playing golf, Andy?
I was 12. I feel like I was quite late to it.
I was going to say that. Our very own Mohammed Suleiman from Business Breakfast started playing at age two.
Oh,
I know. So when it comes to your kind of job remit here at Jumeirah Golf Estates, what kind of age group are you working with mostly?
All ages. So we've got the junior academy that starts from 5 years old, and then you've also got the first timers that have just retired. So it goes from...
The spectrum
is very broad.
So tell us a little bit about you growing up, because you've been working obviously in golf from a young age. I understand there was a bit of a golf football kind of choice at one point. What made you go with golf?
Well, that's the problem. There wasn't a choice.
Oh, they didn't want you.
The football was never going to work.
Oh,
when I realised I wasn't going to play for Man United, I thought I'd choose the golf. I thought I was a little bit better at golf.
So you turned pro when you were how old?
I turned pro at 21, after 4 years at a golf college in the north of England, in Preston, and moved to Dublin for 5 years. And then from there, I've just been coaching ever since. So I've been coaching really since I was 23.
Do you miss competing, or do you still compete a little bit?
No, I don't miss it.
Why is that?
I love it. I love it now as a hobby.
Okay.
So I love to going out and play with my friends. I play a couple of times a week. I do lots of content for my YouTube channel, so that kind of keeps me enjoying the game. I think competing just gets me frustrated.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Was that always the case, or is that more of a recent thing?
It was always the case, but actually I do enjoy competing. I go back, I still play maybe 10 events a year out here in Dubai, but I just prefer playing it as a hobby.
That's good.
It also makes me, sounds silly, but also makes me enjoy work as well, even more.
That makes sense.
Because everyone else I'm teaching, it's their hobby as well. So
yeah,
we can kind of relate. On maybe different levels, but we can relate.
Tell us about the YouTube, because obviously this is people used to think traditionally like TikTok being more to do with like, you know, teenagers doing dances that maybe they shouldn't be doing, but actually some social media has become a real resource for experts such as yourself, or it could be lawyers or psychiatrists sharing real insights and advice. What kind of content are you making?
So I've got a YouTube channel, it's called Carter's Golf, and we're close to 50,000 subscribers.
That's
so
impressive.
Since summer it's really spiked quite nicely. Content includes everything from me playing on these amazing golf courses, playing against some of the pros that sometimes come down, use the academy, or playing against amateurs. Aside from that, I just do lots of tips. So all the tips that I do are purely based on what I coach and the things that I see at the academy. I try and put that into a YouTube video and hopefully help other people out that maybe can't come and see me for a lesson, but if they can relate to what I'm talking about, then hopefully it can help them.
Put those tips into practice. We're going to be talking tips next. So if you need any golf advice, maybe you're trying to, I mean, what do you do? Perfect a swing? Does that sound like I know what I'm talking about?
There's no perfect swing, but you can always get better.
It's a philosophy. It's the Andy Carter philosophy.
From Jumeirah Golf Estates.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer on Dubai I-103.8.
Oh, what a putt! What a putt!
Live at the DP World Tour Championship 2021. The meeting ground for the greatest players on earth.
Great to have you with us. And we are, of course, talking golf. Golf for, if not dummies, then definitely total beginners. Because joining us live from Jumeirah Golf Estates is their senior pro, Andy Carter's with us. He's been playing since the age of 12, turned pro at the age of 21, and is now on hand here teaching everything, well, from five-year-olds up to those lucky so-and-sos who get to retire and spend their days on the greens. That's the goal. Can I ask you, can you, during a first lesson, look at somebody and think you maybe have got a bit of an edge on your fellow novices because of a mindset or an athletic ability? What kind of thing would help?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you get people that come through the door and they maybe played other sports in the past, or they certainly like racket sports, tennis, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you played a bit more tennis, then you will, I think, pick it up a lot faster. But then you also do get the people that come through the door and you think, this could be tricky.
That's me.
But then they're a great challenge.
Really?
Because they also think that as well. But then after a couple of lessons, when they start to understand more about the concept and the idea of it and how to hit a golf shot, because initially you would think about trying to get under the ball to get the ball in the air, but it actually, it's almost like a game of opposites. You have to hit down on the ball to make the ball go up in the air. So when you understand how to hit a ball.
Golf theory.
And also it's more relating it to other things you've done in your life. Throwing a ball is very similar to actually swinging a golf club. which obviously you're looking at me to say, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
But it is. Because a lot of guys say, oh, I've got good power. Mm. How do I make the ball go further? But I'm like, well, it's not about the power in your arms. And then I use my arms as an example, because they're like noodles.
So when it comes to a total beginner then, what can you expect during a first lesson? Let's kind of demystify a little bit, because people might be listening going, I've always fancied it. It could be useful for business. My partner plays, well, I want to get my kid into it. But, you know, during that first session, what might happen?
First lesson is always about, and actually the following lessons as well, is all about the basic fundamentals. The most important thing is how you hold the club. Because every sort of position that we try and encourage from there will be determined how you're holding the club. Literally by changing the golf grip can change the whole golf swing. And a lot of people are very aware of what a golf swing should look like. Mm-hmm. They know what they want to try and do, but they don't know how to do it. And that's where we come in.
And I guess it's that fresh eyes for someone who's been playing a long time, or getting someone into good habits and getting that muscle memory started correctly from the outset, from the very first swing.
A lot of people do say, oh, when I start golf, I want to get lessons straight away. I never want to develop any bad habits. Well, every single golfer, I mean, if you look here, there's 50 of the best golfers in the world, and they've all got completely different golf swings. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to teach a golf swing. We can only teach based on what's in front of us. Everyone's got different sizes, different body shapes, different flexibility, injuries. So everyone's completely different. So it is kind of nice to everyone that walks through the door, you're given a different golf lesson.
That's really interesting, actually, in itself. And when it comes, I say this as someone who has kids, and I've seen pushy parents in various situations. When it comes to kids, obviously they need to have that interest themselves, but if they don't, and the parent is the one pushing, like, how much can you actually do as a pro to get them over the line a little bit?
Teaching kids is all just about making them have fun. You can't teach a child to get into these perfect golf positions, because they're not going to be able to retain the information. Mm-hmm. Adults can't retain the information. It's scientifically proven. So a five-year-old's going to struggle as well. So you're just trying to teach them the correct motor skills. So if they're moving correctly, we teach them, like I said before, we teach them how to throw. We've got all these different drills that we do with the tennis ball, etc., that makes them move in the right sort of way. So and try and keep it fun. That's number one.
Andy Carter with us this afternoon, senior pro here at Jumeirah Golf Estates.
From Jumeirah Golf Estates.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer on Dubai I 103.8.
Oh, what a putt! What a putt!
Live at the DP World Tour Championship 2021. The meeting ground for the greatest players on earth.
And we have moved from our indoor studio to our rooftop studio here at Jumeirah Golf Estates, because we're on the final countdown. We'll be handing over to Offscript a little bit early today, of course, taking you through to the champion being crowned here at the DP World Tour Championship. But before I let their senior pro get back to, I was going to say work, but Andy Carter, you're probably desperate to go and sit on a beanbag and watch the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Two holes to go, so it's getting pretty tight at the top.
I can see Chris McCarty frantically refreshing his phone. We'll be handing over to Robbie Greenfield very, very soon, because there has been some big moves in action over the last few minutes. But before you get to relax, sir, when we're thinking about golf, what do you think is the biggest no-no? Chris McCarty said denim or wearing a shirt that has no collar. What about you?
For me, it would have to be the condition of the golf courses. We are lucky enough to have some of the best golf courses in the world, so just take good care of them.
Respect the grass.
Just respect the grass, you know? Right. Hallowed turf.
And just a quick reminder, I've had a number of messages asking about your YouTube, so how can people follow you, get some advice?
All my social media platforms is Carter's Golf. So YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even TikTok.
Even TikTok, he's not even dancing. Andy, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Go and enjoy this this beautiful setting and what's shaping up to be a pretty dramatic end of a tournament.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Join the conversation
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
You can tune into Afternoons with me, Helen Farmer, live on Dubai Eye 103.8, Sunday to Thursday between 2 and 5. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to this podcast. It helps other people find us, boost us in the ratings, and you'll get it direct to your phone.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.